WTAW News Time, it's 6:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A man walking on FM 2818 north of the Villa Maria exit during the midnight hour Sunday was struck and killed. Bryan police have identified the victim as 26-year-old Mario Andreas Jemison of Bryan. Investigators don't believe the driver of the car was intoxicated when Jemison was struck on the outside lane. A crash on FM 1774 Saturday afternoon near the Texas Renaissance Festival resulted in one death and three injuries. DPS reports a northbound SUV rear-ended a car attempting to make a left turn. One of two passengers in the car died. She was identified as 20-year-old Harley Marie Mullinex of Navasota. Both drivers and the other passenger in the car were all transported to Conroe Regional Hospital. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Bryan is celebrating National Catholic Schools Week by recognizing their 120th anniversary. Communications Director Patty Blosick says it is the Mass of Thanksgiving Wednesday morning at 11 at the church.
We've invited the whole community to come out. We have scores of alumni that live in and around the community, of course, from 120 years. There's a lot of people in the area, including our mayor, who's an alum.
The Bishop of the Austin Diocese will be leading the Mass, which is followed by a reception. Legal action over the way public schools are financed in Texas will be taking much longer. It was a subject brought up by the College Station Superintendent Clark Ely at the last school board meeting.
Usually it's 30 days to do one thing, followed by another 30 days. Now they're taking 30 days to 80 days, and the 20-day window they have for submittals, it's now moved to 40.
Dr. Ely says that means the court battle will extend through this calendar year and it won't get back to the legislature until the 2017 session. Committee appointments to the Texas Senate have been made by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Senator Charles Schwertner, who represents Brazos County, will continue chairing Health and Human Services and will be a member of Finance, Business and Commerce, Administration, and State Affairs. Newly elected Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham joins HHS as vice chair. She will also join Schwertner on Finance and is also on the Education, Transportation, and Agriculture committees. One way to describe the new contract for IT services between Texas A&M System and Cisco is bundling on steroids. The system's chief information officer, Mark Stone, says no jobs will be lost as a result of turning 604 contracts into one agreement.
This is merely consolidating existing contracts into one, and this is a hard $3.7 million save. It's now locked in for the next 5 years.
Stone says one contract will increase the efficiency of the procurement office, and IT administrators throughout the system will call the same Cisco support number. A College Station woman is accused of working as a nurse without a license for at least 8 years and possibly longer. College Station police report 43-year-old Sheila Vincent turned herself in as the result of an investigation that started the week before last. Investigators were told the license Vincent was using belonged to a nurse that was employed in another part of the state. The police department's news release did not reveal where Vincent has worked since the end of 2006 or back to the mid-1990s, where investigators suspect Vincent impersonated a nurse. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 46 degrees. We'll have more news on the way at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Normandy Tractor. Go to normandytractor.com.
Considerable sunshine today should lead to mild temperatures. We're going to climb all the way up to about 65 to 70 this afternoon. High pressure sits over the state tonight. We're clear. Lows will fall back to 45 to 50. Sunshine is with us tomorrow, too. Highs will be 70 to 75. Clear tomorrow night. Lows near 50. It's going to be mostly sunny throughout the day on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor all week this week. coming up in sports. We're going to be talking about some Aggie sports, by the way. A lot of teams were in action this past weekend for the Maroon and White, including men's basketball. Got a big win on the road at Tennessee, and I'll tell you all about that, as well as the Pro Bowl was last night. And, Scott, I'm sure you caught some of the NHL All-Star game.
Well, that's the reason I couldn't watch the Pro Bowl, is I had captured the NHL All-Star game so I could watch that.
Right. Plus, Miss Universe was on last night. Oh, yeah, it was.
You know,
so there was a lot going on.
There was. That is exactly right. But anyhow, so Kevin's on vacation this week.
Yeah, he's cruising, isn't he?
Yeah. I think there's nothing like going on vacation to places where the temperature may not be as warm as you came from. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, that's part. If you're going for warmer weather, which normally people do this time of year. And I can remember going on vacation and ended up someplace I thought it'd be warm, and it was actually cooler than it was at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was that?
It was in Las Vegas at that time. Yeah,
okay.
It was about March, and you know, it can be different there. Anyhow, but yeah, you look at the temperatures for today. I mean, on Wednesday we're looking at 75 degrees.
Pretty dang nice.
Yeah. And yesterday was okay as long as you were out of the wind. The wind made it a little bit cool, but man, it was just great to see sunshine.
Yeah.
And it's too cold for mosquitoes, I hope. So that's we're hoping.
And snakes.
And snakes, that's true. Or lizards may be trying to get in your home. Who knows? All right, so here we go. It's the story today of, where was that? I knew it was fascinating at the time. Ah, yes, here we go. Anne Gray. Anne Gray's 29 years old, lives in England. Met a guy through an online dating site. Now, they met and agreed to go on the date. The first date was followed by two more. But the third date gave Anne the realization that she and the guy were really not compatible. I guess they'd gone to all the nice places in town. She's ready to move on. Even after Anne told the guy that it wasn't going to work out, he continued to text her. So she decided the next course of action was to go ahead and fake her own death. Clearly.
What else? What else would you do?
Which is something, you know, you can't do a lot of those. But she figured this was the one she needed to go ahead and burn that one on. Pretending to be a sister, the guy received a text from Anne's phone saying that her sister was sick and in the hospital. The guy said he'd rush over to the hospital to visit. He was told that only family could visit. When he texted again to say that he was outside the hospital.
Uh-oh.
We're at semi-stalker here. And wanted to come in. And pretending to be your sister, texted that she had passed away.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, again, I guess if all we're talking about is this relationship, we're not talking about any money or anything, then I guess maybe that's not illegal. It's not really the best thing to do. But, again, you pretty much have used that one up, haven't you?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Now, my thought is if he finds out about this, he goes up on Facebook and posts that she's dead.
Oh, man. Because you know he's going to have Facebook.
Info.
Of course he does. That's how that social network stuff will get you. Anyway.
It's a good opportunity to use that Facebook relationship status. It's complicated.
can you do like the skull and crossbones? Do they have that little emoticon for that?
Man.
Would that work?
Yeah. Too much.
Says it all.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's January the 26th. It is the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering. It's going on in Elko, Nevada.
Oh, I bet that's fun.
It is really, you know, there's a guy named Baxter Black who really did a lot for cowboy poetry because you'd see him on TV sometimes at NPR, and he's, you know, big handlebar mustache, your classic cowboy poet. Matter of fact, came and spoke at the producers' co-op banquet some years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's the one that did the vegetable.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
One.
He's and so he helped a lot. But cowboy poetry really has been around, and it's again one of those great, probably along with jazz, one of the great things that has come from America. So that's going on. this kind of, I don't think this came from America, but we make it here. It's National Peanut Brittle Day. Not quite the same. There you go. It's Australia Day. They get their day here. Good for them. And it's Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Oh, yes, sir.
And you know, the thing is, you don't, I don't know, do we see as much bubble wrap as we used to?
No, they've got those big ones. They're much louder when you pop them.
Yeah, but it was...
Now everybody's packing things with peanuts. And
that's right. They do those things. But it used to be back in the day that original stuff was, you know, little bitty ones. And so you could roll over them with your chair and it sounded like gunfire, which we thought was funny back then in the workplace. Now probably not so much.
When I worked at a place here in town when I was in college, we used to get lots of bubble wrap because we'd ship things around.
And okay.
So we may or may not have been bored one night and wrapped people up in bubble wrap.
Oh, yeah, and then rolled them around on the floor.
Yeah. Of course, it's a little dizzy, but, you know.
One of the best Christmas presents I got and never used was a bubble wrap calendar.
You just pop the days?
Chance Murray had that and gave it to me. And well, the problem was the width of it was such that it wouldn't fit any place in the control room where we had a flat surface. I guess maybe the back of the door as I look around the studio. But there was no place to actually put it. And so I think I popped like 3 days to keep from hurting his feelings. And then I think Mr. Downs took it. So it's it's somewhere maybe with the WTAW pickle, but it is out there available. So you might think about that for, I don't know, a special occasion coming up, a bubble wrap calendar. So you can go and pop one bubble.
I remember
how
special it was to get the quarter-sized ones, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, man.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, but you're right. I think most of them are big now, and it's... things have moved on as they always do. All right, for birthdays we got.
For birthdays today, the Octomom's octuplets are turning 6 today.
Really?
So you going through all that stuff? Yeah. That was a whole shindig. I don't know. It was it's hard to believe that was 6 years ago, though.
It is.
Seems
I
like
agree.
It's closer than that. Cameron Bryant is turning 22. Plays Alec in the Twilight movies. That's probably where you know him from, Scott.
Yeah, of course.
Manti Te'o is turning 24 today.
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah. He's with the Chargers. He actually...
Oh, is he playing?
Yeah, he actually plays... I mean, he's a pretty good player.
Okay.
What's his girlfriend
playing more
birthday?
Than Johnny, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, it's too soon. Colin O'Donoghue is turning 34. He plays Captain Hook on ABC's Once Upon a Time, which I have yet to watch, but I've heard it's good. I've heard good things. Sarah Rue is turning 36. She's been in a ton of sitcoms, kind of like as an add-on, I guess. I know that she was in Big Bang Theory, a few episodes of that. Mm-hmm. Kirk Franklin is turning 45. Gospel music superstar, Stomp.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Ridgely, believe I'm pronouncing that right, he's turning 52. Right. He's half of Wham, you know, Wake Me Up.
Yeah.
Before you.
the other one.
You go, go.
Okay.
So, anyways, Wayne Gretzky is turning 54 today, the great one of hockey. Ellen DeGeneres is turning 57 today. So her career has really just shot off.
Yeah, she does pretty well, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does pretty well for herself. Anita Baker is turning 57. Eddie Van Halen is turning 60 years old
today. Wow.
So there you go.
Collecting bets.
That.
Yeah.
Lucinda Williams is turning 62. Country kind of rock, can't let it go. Jerry Sandusky is turning 71 today. I'm sure they're having a party
in
for
prison.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they're having a party for him there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorites, Bob Uecker, is turning 80 today.
Yeah, Mr. Baseball,
Major League. Have you ever seen those movies?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He makes those movies.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's all I've got.
Okay, Scott Glenn, he's an actor, 74 years old. David Strathairn, who's a very good actor, is 66. Paul Newman would have been 90 years old today.
Yeah.
Paul Newman. Now, it's interesting because, you know, if you ask a lady what it was about Paul Newman, it was his eyes. He had these light blue eyes that they thought were just fascinating. He couldn't get into the military because he was colorblind.
I think I remember reading that somewhere.
Yeah, kind of interesting. All right, there you go. It's 620.
Did you know that heart disease and stroke kill more women than men? This is Kathy Cruzy with St. Joseph Health System and the American Heart Association Circle of Red. Join me and hundreds of others at 11:30 a.m. on February 5th at the College Station Hilton for the Go Red for Women's Luncheon and Silent Auction. Be entertained by one of the nation's top comedians, Diana Jordan. Visit BrazosCountyGoRed.Heart.org or call 268-0068, sponsored by St. Joseph Health System.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. General Electric shares rose 20 cents today, closing at $24.48. GE said growth in its industrial segment helped drive better-than-expected earnings in its fourth quarter. The company had warned investors last month that revenue and profit in its oil and gas unit could fall by as much as 5%, but overall revenue was up 4% to $42 billion. Avon shares fell nearly 8% today, following a double-digit gain Thursday on reports that the cosmetics company was in talks with the private equity firm TPG about a potential sale. The broader market was mostly lower at the close of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled 141 points, closing at 17,672. That snapped a four-day streak of gains. The NASDAQ Composite rose 7 points, while the S&P 500 dropped 11. Despite today's losses, all three indexes did have gains for the full week. That's your money now.
Hey, Ed, you're looking good. How are you doing it?
Thanks. It's all about cutting the carbs. No bread, no pasta, no rice, and no dessert. No fun.
Healthy Nutrition News wants you to know that you don't have to give up all the foods you love in life. It's simply the fact that carbohydrates and sugar are present in many of the foods we enjoy eating and probably can't stop eating cold turkey. However, what you can change is the way your body deals with carbs. In as little as 45 seconds a day, you could lower your blood sugar and increase your body's ability to burn fat. You don't have to completely give up all breads, pasta, rice, and dessert. This one 45-second scientifically proven daily trick, when done daily, can help you stay fit and trim and control your blood sugar while still enjoying those yummy carbohydrates. The science behind this is explained in a free and easy to understand presentation at fightcarbs.com. That's fightcarbs.com. This free information is the solution for staying healthy without cutting out all the carbs. Go to fightcarbs.com. Fightcarbs.com.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, for all the women that believe in women's rights in America that were so offended, that were championing Sandra Fluck and out there critical of Mitt Romney, binders, ask yourself this question. You got to defend the right of a woman in Saudi Arabia to wear a bikini? And I'm not being flippant here. To wear a dress, to wear a skirt, to wear high heels in public, to drive in public by herself, to be able to leave the house alone without a male relative, that's life in a Muslim country under Sharia. Yeah, our friends the Saudis that are trying to drop the price of oil so that American oil production stops. They're doing it on purpose. They're not doing it because they care about you getting lower prices at the pump.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if your New Year's resolutions include updating those disintegrating old blinds in the game room, well, meet Blinds.com, your window's new best friend. Now, it's no secret that I've updated my house with their custom window treatments. I love their service, selection, and the savings I got. Now, welcome the new year in your home with brand new blind shades, shutters, and drapes from Blinds.com. And as always, you get free color samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices that will crush prices you'll find in any store. That's Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Hey, friends, it's a new year, and that means you probably made a few new promises to yourself to be fitter and healthier. You know, nothing could put a stop to your best intentions than those aches and pains from all that working out. My solution? Salon Pause Jet Spray. If you have back pain, knee pain, all over pain, no problem. Salon Pause Jet Spray has powerful ingredients that begin to work on contact without the mess and freeze pain away for up to 8 hours. Now look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's called Salon Pause for targeted relief.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by the gang at Gun Corps. They're called old wives' tales for a reason, and surely you've heard the old one, coffee can stunt a kid's growth. Well, actually, that's a myth. It can cause other problems, but there is no evidence that it affects in any way the height of a kid. And here are a couple more for you. Having to do with food. Multigrain bread is good for you. Well, it might be, but it depends on the brand. The word multigrain just means there's more than one type of grain in it. And if it's refined grains, which don't have as much fiber and nutrients, then it's not going to work as well as a whole grain. Sugars make kids hyper. A study in 95 found no connection, zero, between kids' behavior and how much sugar they ate. Vitamin C helps prevent colds. A study in 2013 found it's only true for people who get crazy amounts of exercise, like marathon runners. For the rest of us, it might shorten the duration of a cold, but it won't actually prevent you from getting sick. Diabetes comes from eating too much sugar. Well, it can, but not necessarily. Diabetes has to do with gaining weight, so you can develop it from eating too much of anything, not just sugar. And this is one I've heard for years. Celery is a negative calorie food, meaning you burn more calories consuming it than there are actually in it. But in reality, there aren't any negative calorie foods. A large stalk of celery has about 10 calories. You only burn about 2 calories eating and digesting it. And just for a point of reference, I sat really close to the television and I can see. Mom said I couldn't, but I can. And that is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Gun Corps has a great training facility. Now, it is outdoor, but it is concrete pads and all of them are covered. 2 pistol bays, 1 long rifle bay, metal targets, and more. It's awesome. In my opinion, it's the best in town. And I need to remind you about all the great classes they've got as well, with carbine 1 and 2, pistol 1 and 2, concealed carry, and more. You can get it all covered at Gun Corps, including the Gun Corps Guarantee. No matter what you buy there, they'll take care of it for you. To find out more on all that, go to gun-corps.com, or go see them in their new location on Texas Avenue in the same shopping center as Prospectors, right across the street from the Kettle. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning, it's 627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Pretty nice today. Sunny and a high temperature of about 67 degrees. North winds at 5 miles an hour. Tonight, 47 will be our low. Then on Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be in the middle 70s. Down to about 70 on Thursday. Then a little bit cooler on Friday at 57. But we're going to have lots of sunshine for the first at least 4 days of the week. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 5, 55% relative humidity. Chill factor is 41. The air temperature is 44 right now.
Important people always seem to be very busy. But does being very busy really make you important? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Being busy, in many ways, it's a badge of honor.
Right? It seems like all the most impressive people in our world are busy, 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 and pressed for time. But that is a big cultural lie.
Christine Carter, author of the book, The Sweet Spot.
When we dial back those feelings of overwhelm and busyness using really strategic tactics, we actually can accomplish more.
And she says you do that by not multitasking, but single tasking.
When you're multitasking, you're much less efficient than if you were single tasking, and you're increasing the strain and the stress on your brain and sometimes even your body.
And focusing on one thing at a time means doing so without distractions.
Without having your phone on, without checking your email at the same time, let yourself do its most powerful work by focusing on one thing at a time. You're going to complete each of those tasks much faster, but you're also going to do those tasks better.
No matter what it is you have to do, Christine says it's important to schedule a time to do it.
So if you make a big long list of things that you have to do, but your brain does not know when you're planning on doing those things, it will keep reminding you, when are you going to do this? When are you going to do this? And as soon as you say, I'm going to do that Thursday at lunchtime, your brain will quiet and those feelings of overwhelm will start to die down.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The 120th anniversary of St. Joseph Catholic School in Bryan will be celebrated Wednesday morning. Communications Director Patty Blasek says students will be participating in a Mass of Thanksgiving led by the Bishop of the Austin Diocese.
The students are going to do most of the Mass parts, and our high school choir will be singing at the Mass, and younger children are going to present gifts to the Bishop and thank him for his leadership of the school.
The site of the first school on Preston Street has remained in continuous use for educational purposes.
And that is where our Early Learning Center is, but a lot of the people, they had classes for up through 8th grade until Monsignor McCaffrey purchased the old Travis Elementary School on Travis Street behind the PAC.
The Mass, followed by a reception, will take place at St. Joseph Catholic Church starting Wednesday morning at 11. Any hopes have been dashed that the Texas legislature will address school finance this session. College Station Superintendent Clark Ely recently told the school board the state Supreme Court has added more time for arguments in the continuing appeal.
It looked like the Supreme Court would take up and rule on the finance system in plenty enough time for the 84th Texas legislature, the one that just gaveled in, to address this in a special session, either in fall of 2015 or spring of 2016. That may be in doubt now. This may actually get pushed to the 85th Texas legislature or the 2017 session.
Dr. Ely says the school finance lawsuit so far has generated more than 200,000 pages of testimony. Members of the Texas Senate know their committee assignments for the new legislative session. Two who serve the Brazos Valley will see each other on two committees. Charles Schwartner of Georgetown, who represents Brazos County, chairs Health and Human Services. The vice chair is newly elected Senator Lois Colquhurst of Brenham. The two are also members of the Senate Finance Committee. Schwartner was also named to Business and Commerce, Administration, and State Affairs. Colquhurst will also be on the Senate Transportation, Education, and Agriculture Committees. The Texas A&M system has announced a new contract for IT services that does not involve outsourcing. The five-year deal with Cisco, according to the system's chief information officer, Mark Stone, consolidates 604 separate contracts into one.
It increases the efficiency of the procurement office because they're now managing fewer number of contracts. It increases the efficiency of all of the systems administrators because they now have a single number to call, and that single number will have all of their assets. They don't have to determine which assets under which contract.
Stone says the system will save $3.7 million and no system employees will lose their jobs. Two people were killed in crashes in the Brazos Valley during the weekend. One mishap was near the Texas Renaissance Festival when an SUV rear-ended a car attempting to turn off FM 1774. DPS identified the fatality as 20-year-old Harley Marie Mullenix of Navasota. The driver and a second passenger in the car, along with the driver of the SUV, were all transported to Conroe with undisclosed injuries. During the midnight hour on Sunday, Bryan police were sent to FM 2818 north of the Villa Maria exit after a man walking in the outside lane was struck and killed. The pedestrian was identified as 26-year-old Mario Andreas Jemison of Bryan. Investigators believe the driver of the car was not intoxicated. A union representing American Airlines mechanics has filed a lawsuit against the carrier. The Transport Workers Union Local 591 claims airline managers pressure mechanics to send out airplanes that need repairs and could be unsafe. Aviation consultant Denny Kelly says sending planes overseas for repairs is at the heart of the suit.
Sometimes they get them back and sometimes they're in fairly good shape. Sometimes you get them back and they're not in good shape. It just depends.
American won't comment directly on the lawsuit but defends its safety record. Have you forgotten about a bank account? You didn't collect money on a utility deposit you were due when they cut off service? Then you may be eligible to collect on some of about $4 million in the hands of the state. the controller's office, Diana Diaz.
A lot of people that they didn't remember they had some uncashed check or some insurance company never pay them like the whole amount. Business and corporations and banks have 1 to 3 years to report this.
The list of people who are owed money is at claimittexas.org. Galveston County officials are seeking a change in state law to help them root out squatters living on beaches in the Bolivar Peninsula. County commissioners will push the state legislature this session for a change in the Texas Natural Resources Code to allow counties bordering the Gulf of Mexico to ban full-time living on unincorporated beaches, most of which are found on Bolivar Peninsula. Commissioner Ryan Denard says cities have the power to regulate camping on beaches, but counties responsible for unincorporated areas do not have the regulatory power without a change in state law. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news on the way at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
As a former two-sport college athlete, I know what I'm supposed to do to get in shape. I just don't have the gumption sometimes to do it. Not to mention getting bored with just, air quotes, working out. Well, I've remedied both of those situations. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Let me tell you about my friends at Brazos Valley MMA. It works. I'm down over 20 pounds now in 2 full pant sizes. Matt is my personal trainer. We meet 3 times a week. We work together to figure out what I want to accomplish and how best to get there. You can join a gym this year and have money come out of your account each month, or you can get a personal trainer at BVMMA and actually get results. Personal training gives you accountability and personalized fitness specifically for your body and personality. I've had more fun, yes, actual fun, working out with Matt than I ever have going to your stock and standard gym. No membership fee, don't have to be a member of BVMMA to do personal training. When you start with Brazos Valley MMA, your first session, including a 30-minute fitness consultation and diet assessment with certified personal trainer, my buddy Matt, is taken care of. And for the month of January only, your first session is completely free. To find out more, go to BVMMA.com.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
It's 6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in peaceful rural settings. South of College Station, visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
High pressure will continue to build across the local area, and that results in lots of sunshine for us. Should be warm today. Temperatures will make their way up to about 65 to 70. For tonight, we're clear. Lows overnight, 45 to 50. Sunny and even warmer for tomorrow as we get the January thaw, 70 to 75. Clear mild tomorrow night, lows near 50. Sunshine's in the forecast for Wednesday. Highs Wednesday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M men's and women's tennis was in action this past weekend at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center. I'll tell you how well that they fared, as well as Aggie women's swimming and diving was at the Student Recreation Natatorium. Pro Bowl was last night. NHL All-Star Game was last night. Super Bowl coming up. There is a ton of stuff to talk about. We'll cover it all coming up in sports.
So... I think I'm tired of the deflating thing.
Are you?
What?
You haven't heard enough of it, Scott. They really need to delve more into it. Yeah. Oh, but speaking of which, did you see, I don't know if you guys watched Saturday Night Live or not, but did you see the spoof that they did?
No, I bet they did a great one, did they?
Oh, man, it was great.
Did they?
Okay. I thought it was hilarious.
All right, I'll have to go drag that up. All right, so now, well, because then... You know, so does it? How many questions are they going to have about that with the players this week? Because this is player week, and they get to talk about stuff. And
yeah,
I mean, I think they'd probably like to just get rid of that the first day and then march forward.
Well, I'm sure Richard Sherman's not going to answer any questions. I'm sure he just wants to talk about Richard Sherman.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sure there will be lots of questions about it. I watched that press conference that Tom Brady gave.
Yeah.
And the ferocity at which the media went at him about it.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know if I've seen the media that fired up. I mean, they were asking him some, well, not hard-hitting questions, but I mean, they were coming after him, and he was playing dumb. I think he knows exactly what happened, but, you know.
Well, and I can't imagine that they spent 30 minutes with him in front of the microphones talking about it.
No, it was 30
crazy.
Minutes.
Just crazy. So. Now, so I say that to say this. I mean, and, you know, you guys make the call on it. We have the explanation from Bill Nye, the science guy.
Aha!
Now,
I saw that.
Do we care? Oh, so you've heard it. Is it entertaining enough
I saw that. I saw that in the headlines.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if this is something, I don't know how long it is or whatever. I'll go peruse it. I don't have a sense of what generally people care about this or not, and that's why I was asking, you know.
Apparently they do. I don't think it's that big. I think the Patriots probably could have beat the Colts with a rock.
Well, I think that we mentioned that the first day.
Yeah, it's 45-7, and even the Colts are saying that. Like, one of the guys said, they could have used a bar of soap and still beat us. They were just a better team, so.
Yeah, well, on a rainy day, that's saying something. Well, that's true. Yeah.
Clearly, the level of inflation matters.
Thank you.
We were going to save the economy on the backs of properly inflated tires.
You're right. That's right. Well, see, and that's another deal. That's a great angle that has come out of this, apparently. Let me see if I can find that, because of all this inflation stuff, I think the Tire Institute or something, which is smart. I mean, the smart idea to get in the midst of that. Yeah, I don't see it right here.
I'll tell you what would make it all better. I've got a compressor, a little one that plugs into my battery.
Right.
My lighter.
Right.
But, I mean, it takes forever to pump it up. So if I have a chance or something, or if I have some quarters on me, I'll go to a gas station. But they never make those hoses long enough where you can get to all four tires.
That's an excellent point. So you can use up time.
Yeah,
right? Right.
Then you got to turn your truck around, and then you got to pay again because it's gone.
So. Yep. Somebody thought that up, and they said, if we make those hoses a little bit shorter.
It's almost like they did that on purpose.
You think? Might have. All right, let me see real quickly. Politics. I don't, you know, they had this this big Iowa thing over the weekend where supposedly everybody who was going to be possibly president was in Iowa. Oh, except for Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, and Marco Rubio.
Oh.
Yeah, aside from those three, then everybody was there. So I knew C-SPAN 12 would have it on, so, you know, I turned on C-SPAN 12 and just in time to see them introduce Rick Perry. So I watched a little of Rick, and he did okay.
Was his hair immaculate?
Oh, his hair was immaculate, and, you know, he's out. The first thing he does is adjusts his glasses so he can read the teleprompter like that. But I'm looking in the Bryant Daily Eagle on Sunday morning where they have a story about this wingding get-together thing in Iowa. Rick Perry was not mentioned in the article.
Huh.
Yeah. Now, you know, obviously they get the article and you can edit wherever you want to, and they're written so that you can edit the end of any paragraph and it will end and make sense. And so maybe Rick was mentioned later in the article, but they were talking about Donald Trump and they were quoting him.
Oh, wow.
And they didn't quote Rick Perry, so I thought that was interesting. Fox News analyst Charles Krauthammer says if he had betting money for this, Marco Rubio would be the GOP 2016 nominee.
Really?
Yeah, fellow analyst Steve Hayes had asked him, he says, okay, let me give you $100 and you go to Vegas, how would you bet it? He said he put $40 on Rubio and $30 on Jeb Bush and $15 on Scott Walker and the other $15 he'd spend on alcohol. What he said is that Rubio is my understated dark horse candidate who threads his way young and energetic. He's got a program, and I think if he runs against Hillary, the contrast of the vigor and the energy is Kennedy-esque, and that would be a major one.
Really?
So that's an interesting idea.
And plus, I'm sure the GOP is figuring that he would bring in quite a bit of the Hispanic vote as well.
I don't think there's any doubt.
Cuban descent.
I think that probably has something to do with it as well. Now, Jeb Bush gave a preview of his overall campaign theme late last week in San Francisco. He insisted that he would offer the country adult conversations that are now lacking in Washington, D.C. Really?
Well.
Okay. He said 60% of Americans believe we're still in a recession. They're not dumb. That's because they are in a recession. and what goes on in Congress. He said, too many academic and political hacks with hardcore ideology who are running the country without making progress. He said it is time to challenge every aspect of how government works, how it taxes, how it regulates, how it spends, to open up economic opportunity for all. Well, there's not economic opportunity for all, Mr. Bush, and there never will be, but it sounds good.
Yeah, I was about to say it sounds good, whether or not walk the walk. It's a politician
now,
thing.
Now, The Hill kind of has an interesting story. I hope somebody writes a book on the campaign machine of Barack Obama, because it's pretty danged amazing. I don't know how they did it, but they did it. One of the key elements of it was an email database of millions of names. Well, the Hillary Clinton camp wants that list. Because, I mean, obviously that would make sense. But one Clinton source says, you know, there's a lot of data. There's voter data. There's a massive email list that Obama built. And there are a lot of people who want to make sure that he spreads the wealth. They want to make sure he doesn't take it. Yeah, really. I mean, really. His people go out and do a great job of harvesting these emails. I mean, they really did. They did a fantastic job. And the thing is, they were able to categorize them and use them for the specific issues that were hot button for them. Now the Clintons go, we want that
you
list.
You made this? I made this.
Yeah, exactly. It takes a village, right? Okay. He said they want to make sure he doesn't take it in a suitcase back to Chicago and move on. No one wants to see it disappear and be used to help build a library.
Oh, man. Oh. You're not using it anymore? Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, come on. Let me have it. After all, we're Democrats. We need to share. It's all ours. Yeah, if it's yours, it's mine, too.
Sharing is caring.
That's right. We don't have time to do this today, but apparently the Texas lawmakers are going to be able to increase their daily stipend in Austin simply because things have gotten so expensive over there. Oh, one of the things that you need to understand, too, which is really, really kind of cool, I don't know who came up with this idea, but whenever state reps want to have, state reps and state senators want to have their retirement benefits increased or anything like that, it's based on the salary of state judges.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not about me. It's not about me. It's about the state judges who need to get more money. Oh, by the way, your benefits go up too. I mean, now, and I don't
that's
know.
Pretty slick.
Are you supposed to be angry about that? Are you supposed to think that's pretty slick stuff? But anyhow, so the stipend's going up. We'll talk about that. And later on this week, there is a state that is looking to tax nonprofits. Let's see how that sits. 648 now.
Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue North of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It can happen because you're remodeling. It can happen because you've seen a wild plant that you'd like to tame and call your own, or maybe you just want to move a plant from one spot in your yard to another. Transplanting can fit right into your picture, and this is the time. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format, 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Now that we're well into the winter, almost to the other side of it, our woody plants are dormant. It's transplanting season again. You need to get it done as soon as possible now. It's a simple rule of green thumb. Almost all plants are best moved when they're not growing actively. For trees and shrubs, that time is now. For the next 2 or 3 weeks, depending on where you are in Texas, your first decision in transplanting an established tree or shrub will be to determine whether it's plausible and justifiable. The larger the tree, the more difficult the transplanting will be, both on you and on the tree. Large trees and shrubs that have been in place for more than a few years will have fully developed root systems. In many cases, you might be better off buying or digging a smaller specimen. It will establish more quickly and suffer less setback in the process. That's even more true with shrubs. If you have mature old shrubs that need to be relocated, it's probably more reasonable just to discard them and buy new and fresh and vigorous plants to take their place. You also want to be sure that any candidate for a move is healthy and vigorous. There's no point in transplanting a weak or misshapen specimen when it takes no more work to plant something better. But how large a plant can you move? When will you need professional help? Home gardeners can usually handle trees and shrubs whose trunks are up to 2 and maybe 3 inches in diameter. Larger plants are tempting, especially when you're being invited to dig them from nature with no cost or low cost, but they're a whole lot more work and the risks of losing them are much greater due to transplant shock, and especially if you're using some kind of equipment that really isn't made for digging trees. Let's talk about the smaller plants. You want to use a sharpshooter spade to cut most of the lateral roots. If you encounter large roots, use lopping shears or a pruning saw, but take great patience to keep the soil ball intact. That soil ball should be 14 to 15 inches in diameter for a tree with a 1-inch trunk and 18 to 20 for a 2-inch trunk and up to 24 to 26 inches for a 3-inch specimen. It's easier to complete the transplanting if you first dig a trench around the soil ball so you can angle that sharpshooter in beneath to cut the taproot. You need to wrap it in burlap. Untreated burlap is best because you can leave it in place and it will decay over the first 6 or 8 months. Lift the plant by the soil ball and hold that burlap tightly in place. Set it at the same depth at which it was growing before. Stake and guide as needed. As you fill the hole back in, water it deeply to get the air out of the planting hole. I'm Neil Sperry, and best garden tools in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. The Texas A&M men's basketball team played some of its best ball of the year on Saturday, defeating Tennessee 67-61 in Knoxville and stretching its winning streak to 4 games. Coach Billy Kennedy credited the Aggies' superb ball handling for the victory.
Proud of our guys. Came in here with a lot of confidence and executed the game plan against a very good Tennessee team. Thought we were able to hurt them inside a little bit the first half, and then the second half moved the ball to have 17 assists was important for us, and only 9 turnovers was a big key to the game.
Jalen Jones scored 18 points and pulled down 9 rebounds for the Aggs, improved to 13-5 and 4-2 in SEC play. They'll look to keep the good times rolling tomorrow night when they visit the Auburn Tigers at 8 right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Some other Aggie sports in action this past weekend. The 11th-ranked women's tennis team came up short to number 41 TCU at yesterday's ITA kickoff weekend championship match, but the Aggie men fared a little bit better with senior Jeremy Efferding leading the number 10 Aggs to a 4-1 victory over number 33 San Diego. Meanwhile, the number 4-ranked Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team was in action on Saturday, rolling to a dual meet victory over LSU at the Student Recreation Natatorium. Tonight, 10th-ranked Texas A&M women's hoops hits the road to take on top-ranked South Carolina and Columbia. The Maroon and White, who are coming off a 54-51 loss to number 22 Georgia, sit at 16-4 overall and 4-2 in the SEC. The Lady Gamecocks, meanwhile, are undefeated at 18-0 and 6-0 in conference play. Game time is set for 6 o'clock at Colonial Life Arena with broadcast starting at 5:45 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. A new milestone has been reached in NCAA Division I men's basketball. The 5th-ranked Duke Blue Devils defeated St. John's 77-68 yesterday to give Coach Mike Krzyzewski his 1,000th career win. Even though he's the first D1 men's coach to do it, Coach K always gave the credit to his supporting cast.
I'm the lucky guy. Has been at 2 great institutions, West Point and Duke, and have had unbelievable support. I never had a day in 40 years where I worried about my back with my AD, superintendent, or president, and not many people can say that.
Coach K, one of the best and classiest in the business. The NFL's annual Pro Bowl was held last night up in Glendale, Arizona.
And Irvin's team trying to move a bit closer here with a 9-point deficit inside of 2 minutes in the third. Ryan cuts down to Emmanuel Sanders of the Denver Broncos.
Matt Ryan would find Saints tight end Jimmy Graham later in the fourth quarter for what proved to be the winning touchdown as Team Irvin beat Team Carter 32-28. J.J. Watt, of course, was doing J.J. Watt things, intercepting a pass and recovering a fumble to grab defensive MVP honors. Lions quarterback Matt Stafford was awarded offensive MVP. And the New England Patriots and Seattle Seahawks will go at it for real this Sunday when they square off for Super Bowl 49 at University of Phoenix Stadium. Venus Williams' strong run at the Australian Open continued this morning when she beat sixth-seeded Agnieszka Radwanska to reach a Grand Slam quarterfinal for the first time since 2010. Another win could put the seven-time major winner into a potential semifinal against her younger sister, top-seeded Serena Williams. All three NBA Lone Star teams were in action last night. Down in the Big Easy, Anthony Davis scored 28 points as the New Orleans Pelicans won a 109-106 seesaw affair of the Dallas Mavericks. The San Antonio Spurs were at home taking on the Milwaukee Bucks.
Lobs to Duncan. High post against Pachulia. He'll drive him all the way in. Lay it up and good. 97-93. Spurs by four. Duncan's got 20.
He'd also snag 11 rebounds as the Spurs pulled away from the Bucks late. 101-95. Former Aggie standout Chris Middleton had 21 points for Milwaukee. And out on the West Coast, the Houston Rockets were manhandling the LA Lakers.
Harden looks to attack. Runs to the back of Johnson. All the way to the rim. Lays it up and in. And if it hasn't and wasn't already over, it is now.
The NBA's leading scorer finished with 37 points and 8 boards as the Rockets rolled to a 99-87 win over the Kobe-less Lakers. And a defensive battle in the NHL All-Star game last night.
Bergeron rifled one across, and a wonderful goal was scored there. A smile on his face. It is John Tavares, and that is four. That ties the All-Star record.
By the time ice settled, Tavares' team Taves was sitting on top of Team Foligno 17-12. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Did you know that more than 275 women's lives have been saved each day since Go Red for Women began in 2004? Hi, this is Cherry Rufino with the American Heart Association Circle of Red. Join hundreds of others on February 5th at the College Station Hilton for the Go Red for Women's Luncheon and Silent Auction. Be entertained by comedian Diana Jordan as seen on HBO, Showtime, and Oprah. Visit BrazosCountyGoRed.heart.org. Sponsored by St. Joseph Health System.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Well, we understand it's the Northeast, and of course, they're going to have to tell us about it. And I can already tell you that it's going to be the lead story on Fox News, that they're going to get a lot of snow. And they are. We're not. Of course, we're not up there, so our weather seldom makes news. Let's just enjoy it, because it will be nice. The weather is brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norma G Tractor. Nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Sunny, high temperature about 67 with north winds around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. 47 for a low tonight, then lots of sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday with a high in the middle 70s. Got some sun on Thursday with a high of 71. Cools down a little bit on Friday to 57. Right now it's 44 degrees outside. Chill factor is 41. 7 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan.